So we're just going to jump right in here. About 40 years ago, I worked in out of Nashville, Tennessee, for a consultant doing architectural and historical surveys. We'd go to a community and we'd photograph every building over 50 years old, research the history of them, and basically write the architectural history of that community. And one day I was in Gaffney, South Carolina, and I was walking along the street and I see this building on the top left side, and the owner came out of the house and told me it was a Sears and Roebuck house. And at that time, there wasn't much information available publicly about those, and I had never heard of them before. But I made a little note on my clipboard that said Sears and Roebuck, and then continued on doing the work. And a little while later, the owner of the house on the bottom right came out and said their house was a Sears and Roebuck house too. So years later, I was able to confirm that the one at the top was actually a Sears and Roebuck house called the Alhambra. And you'll see some other examples of that today. And the one on the bottom, I could not find until last year. So it took me 42 years to be able to identify this one on the bottom. And it comes from a catalog that was produced in Oklahoma by a company called Aurelius Swanson Company. So just because somebody says a building is a Sears house doesn't mean it's a Sears house. I've come to see that as like when somebody hands you a tissue and they say, do you need a Kleenex? It's like that. It's just become a generic term for these in our popular culture. So where do these houses come from? Well, there's a long history of house designs coming out of books that predates Sears by a significant amount of time. The first books that described architecture for builders were called builder guides. And the book on the very top, The Works of Asher Benjamin, is one of these builder's guides. And it was designed to teach carpenters how to do new construction techniques. So if you wanted to know what was going on, you know, the way that you learned new techniques was by looking through pawing through these builder's guides and getting ideas. So they would have technical information on how to build circular staircases and things like that, but they'd also have some plates with just designs in them, like a door surround of for the entry of a house or a fireplace mantle or something like that. So they're kind of inspirational idea books for both architects and for builders. Out of these grow more complex works, like the work in the middle, The Model Architect by Samuel Sloan. And in Samuel Sloan's book, he produced a number of plates with designs of houses that were elevations of the houses. So he'd actually give you a design and a floor plan. And as the builder or the architect, you'd have to fill in all of the stuff that he didn't provide for you, like measurements, for example. But a lot of houses were built from these plan books. And the building adjacent to that page is a house in Janesville, Wisconsin, that was built according to one of Samuel Sloan's designs. The book we see on the bottom right is a book designed by George Barber. George F. Barber was an architect who moved down to Knoxville, Tennessee after the Civil War. So he's a Yankee moving into the South. He was a carpetbagger. And as a carpetbagger, he was having a hard time finding jobs. And he decided that he would just try to see if he could sell blueprints by mail. So he started up a company and advertised in magazines, and you could send away to Sloan finding an illustration in one of his catalog books, and he would send you the complete set of blueprints for the house. And he would also, he designed these very elaborate Queen Anne houses, and he would also source the millwork for you to a local, the lumber company that he worked for, so you could get the turnposts and the fireplace mantles and things like that to be able to accomplish his designs. And his houses were built all over the country. This one happens to be in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And he was successful enough that others came after him and also started doing these blueprint books back in the 1880s, 1890s, into the early 20th century.